Reaper came, full of awful speed and power. A cloaked figure charged into the light, seeming to fly over the ground in a blur of motion.
On!
A wolf squeezed off a shot and worked the bolt on his rifle. The caped and cowled figure, still 20 feet from the barn, made a leap and crashed bodily through the old planks and beams as if they were papier-mâché. The Reaper landed on all fours, arms and legs splayed like a spider. Before a gun could be turned in its direction, it sprang at the nearest wolf, a shovel-bearded wedge of a man named Selby. It was upon him before he could bring up his gun. The hood's satchel-sized mouth opened to display pointed ebony teeth. Large, inhuman jaws sank into Selby's arm, thrown up in defense. The wolf's scream matched those from outside as the thing opened its mouth to bite again. Chaos reigned as the refugees began running. Wolves at the exits had to restrain them, taking up precious seconds when they should have been employing their guns. One wolf pumped shot after shot, working the lever-action rifle from his hip into the Reaper, pressing Selby to the detritus-covered floor. The Reaper fed, immune to the bullets hitting its heavy robes.
Selby!
Valentine grabbed a candle flare from Patel's two remaining at the south door. He thrust the candle into the lantern, waiting for it to sputter into life. It caught after an eternity, and he ran toward the hood. The thing raised its blood-smeared face from its twitching victim to receive the burning end in its eye. It slapped the candle out of Valentine's hand with the speed of a cougar's paw. As the thing rose, the Reaper's menacing black shadow filled the wall of the barn. Death reached for Valentine, who struggled to draw his blade from its sheath in time. A bullet caught the Reaper in the armpit, staggering it. A heavier, leather-clad missile hurled itself onto the hood's back. Patel's body blow brought it down, and using every ounce of his formidable strength, the sergeant managed to keep it on the floor until Valentine brought his machete onto the back of its neck. The blade bit deep into flesh and bone, but failed to sever the head. Oily, ink-black ichor poured from the wound. But still the thing rose, rolling Patel off with a heave. The sergeant fought on and bore down on one arm, ignoring the deadly teeth opening for him. Valentine lashed out again with his machete. The Reaper's head arced off to land next to Selby's lifeless body.
Jesus! They're in!
A few ravies, ghoulishly white in the glare of the candle, clambered through the gap in the wall created by the decapitated Reaper. Valentine shifted his parang to his left hand and reached for his pistol.
No.
The empty holster turned the movement into comic mime as he realized he had dropped the gun while getting the candle. But other wolves drew their pistols, snapping off shots at the shrieking forms. A ravy plunged in among the families. Valentine rushed to the corner to find the howling lunatic pinned against the wall by a man who'd had the presence of mind to grab an old pitchfork when the fight started. The ravy had both hands on the haft of the weapon, trying to wrench the tines out of her belly when Valentine came in, swinging his parang to strike and strike and strike again until she sank lifeless to the floor, at long last silent. The screaming outside had ceased. The wolves opened ammunition pouches and took bullets from belts and bandoliers. A final bullet or two ended the spasms of the few crawling, crippled targets still living and therefore still dangerous. The men in the loft called downstairs in anxiety over their comrades. Valentine ignored the chatter and saw with a kind of weary grief that one of the wives had been bitten by the impaled ravy. He went to check on Patel. The husky sergeant was on his feet, one arm hanging limp and useless, Valentine's pistol in his working hand. Patel handed the pistol back to the lieutenant. He held his hurt arm closer to his body and grimaced at the uncomprehending floorboards above.
Quiet up there! And keep your eyes peeled!
Broken collarbone, I think. Could be my shoulders out as well. Are you okay, sir?
Hell, Patel. Enough is enough. Next it'll be, I hope you liked your drink. Now let's get that arm in a sling for a start.
Valentine motioned an idle wolf over to help his sergeant. He saw another of his men bandaging the ravy bite on the woman as her anxious family crowded around.
We got a widower there who doesn't know it yet.
His sergeant nodded with sad understanding. and Valentine thought of Patel's family. They had been taken by the raving madness 5 years ago. The lieutenant walked through his shaken command, checking on his men, and came into the corner sheltering the escapees. He shot a significant glance at his wolf attending to the woman. The man caught the hint and nodded.
The bleeding stopped already, sir.
Valentine pointed at the lifeless Ravy.
Quick action, Mosley. Grab someone and get that out of here.
The candles outside were sputtering out. Valentine walked over to the ladder, intending to check with Gonzalez upstairs, when the floor suddenly tilted beneath his feet. From the ground, Valentine saw an albino white arm open a heavy trapdoor and an explosion of dirt, dried leaves, and twigs. The barn had a cellar.